Mood Gym with Don Brown, responding to anxiety. Well, depending on when you're listening to this, you may be in a situation where you go to the store and they're out of what you're looking for. There may be long lines. You may be watching the news or listening to the news, getting very anxious, not knowing what's happening next. And very distressing for lots of folks with good reason. We're always feeling distress, anxiety, depression when we don't exactly know what's happening. We feel a bit out of control. And in fact, to try to get some control, we go to the store. We try to take control and buy what we need or we think we need. It gives us a sense of control. And then, unfortunately, sometimes we find even then we have no control. Stores might be out of particular items you're looking for. Lines might be longer than you're expecting, and so on and so on. So today, as we go through this 15-minute podcast or so, try to give you some tips, things you can try to alleviate your anxiety, alleviate your mind going about thinking of solutions, thinking of ways to soothe yourself, which often is counterproductive when we start using our mind to think, and talk to ourselves. Sometimes it becomes very counterproductive. One technique I've used for many years, and these are techniques you can try. They may be useful to you. They may not. Everybody's individual and can find some things of value and some things not so much. So you take what works for you today. Use it if it works. If it doesn't work, just discard it or come back and try it another day. As things change, you'll find your techniques and your way of reacting hopefully changes over time, and you'll find what works and what doesn't work, and eventually become gradually more and more balanced in your thinking and in your behavior going through your life. All right, so here's one of the techniques I'll give you about trying to relieve stress. For thousands of years, the folks over in the East, particularly China, India, Japan even, found that by moving slowly, having very slow movements, does something to our physiology, to our neurobiology, that can not only get us more relaxed, it can reduce pain, get us more centered, more balanced. And it's kind of counterintuitive to our typical Western life, where we want to rush. We want to do things quickly, do things fast, get them done. Eat our food fast, order our food fast, get everything done fast. So counterintuitively, if you slow things down, you will probably find, because some of you may not find this useful at all, but hopefully you can find some benefit. Now, when I say slow movement, it's literally just that. You move slowly. One of the most popular exercises in the world actually is Tai Chi or Qigong, and those exercises take advantage of the idea of moving very slowly. So if you watch people doing those exercises, you will see them moving like they're in slow motion. It's almost like you got a video and they've taken the video in slow motion. And the slower you can do it, the better. For years, I taught Tai Chi at our local center here. And even though you tell people to move slowly, they're just in the habit of moving quickly. So no matter what you say at the beginning of the classes or the beginning of the training, people will tend to move at their normal speed. And so it takes some practice to get used to that. Okay, so to get down to the actual way to do this, First of all, you try to get yourself in a relaxed, mindful awareness mood. That's some good words to think about. Relaxed, mindful awareness. So your body and your mind is relaxed. Your mind, your thinking is aware of what's going around without judging and without being distracted. So that indicates you naturally will go somewhere where you can, in fact, be relaxed, mindful, and be aware. So go to a quiet place. You can be in your home, a particular room. Go outside if it's relaxing and quiet outside your home. Go to a park. But you can pretty much do it anywhere where it's quiet, relaxed, and you have some sense that you can be aware. All right, now, you probably want to do this with no one watching because you don't want to be embarrassed yourself, although there's no need to be really, but you don't want to feel like somebody's watching you when you're doing these slow movements. Okay, and one of the very, very easiest movements you can do, which I taught my classes, is walking slowly, very slowly. Normally, we would walk, you know, maybe one step per second, you know, as a normal walk, or faster if you're walking as an exercise, slower if you're in a crowded street or something. But what we want to do is just walk extremely slowly, and actually as slow as you can go. And this does several things. The scientists have, in the last 10 years, studied our brains and with MRI machines and all kinds of exotic equipment. And they found how doing slow movements changes our brain and takes advantage of the fact that neuroplasticity, where our neurons and our brain connections can actually change over time by changing our behaviors and our thoughts. So the same thing happens when you do these slow movements. You're actually helping to slow down your thinking. You're not going to be distracted and judgmental as we normally are. Your muscles are working in slow motion, so they get a chance to adjust themselves and, in a sense, heal themselves. So if you have some aches and pains, the slow movement of those muscles and tendons and your whole body takes advantage of, in a sense, feeling itself. Everything is becoming aware of its next door neighbor, so to speak, which helps in the healing process. It can kind of, you know, if a muscle had a brain, it would say, "Oh, I see that muscle's damaged there. Let me see if I can heal it." Kind of a weird way of looking at it, but in any event, walking very, very slowly helps to slow things down, helps your healing, helps alleviate some pain, distress. It also helps your balance. Folks in their 60s, 65 and up, they found about 30%, about a third of folks in the age group above 65 or so will take a fall every year, once a year. And about a third of those will end up seriously injured, often going to a hospital. And then those folks who have fallen will tend to fall more often over time. So it becomes like a vicious cycle of losing your balance and falling again, being injured. And so the practice of slow walking helps to balance, or to enable you to learn how to balance, enable your body to learn how to balance. Because if you're walking slowly, just think about it. You're on one foot, you raise the other foot to take a step. While you're raising that other foot, you're balancing on that one foot on the ground. So the slower you take that step, the more time your body has to adjust to balancing and to learn how to balance. So say you take a step, just for example, you're moving so slowly that you're taking one step every 2 to 3 seconds. That allows that one foot, that one leg on the ground to adapt, to change, to kind of figure out what it needs to do to balance, just basically giving you practice in standing on one foot for a number of seconds. Now, the older you are, this will be more difficult until you get a practice. So don't worry if you can't literally stand on one foot for 1 second or 2 seconds or 3 seconds. Just walk as slowly as you can without major discomfort or without losing your balance completely. And then as you do this every day, you'll find your balance is gradually improving so that, in fact, you can walk so slowly that you might be on one foot for 5 seconds. You could, I mean, theoretically, you can be on one foot for a long, long time, but just in slow walking, it might be 3, 4, 5 seconds as you're moving very, very slowly. Okay, now, when you're first doing this, of course, you keep your eyes open, just everything is relaxed, your whole body's relaxed as you do these slow walking movements. Now, as you get more advanced, you can add different additional techniques to that to improve that mindfulness, that relaxation, that awareness, as well as your balance. And the way to do that, now these are advanced techniques, so don't do this the first time you try it. You can walk, we assume you're in a safe place. There's no obstacles, nothing you can run into. Okay, so you do your slow walking, but just close your eyes and see how long you can keep your eyes closed without being disoriented or without losing your balance. And over time, and like I say, it takes practice to do this, you'll be able to walk many, many steps with your eyes closed and not losing your balance, not losing your awareness, and being relaxed at all times. So anyway, in summary, to cope with the anxiety, especially at our current moment in time, but at any moment in time, try the technique that's been used for centuries, if not millennia, of super slow movement. In this particular example, it's slow walking. You're in a safe place, you're relaxed, you're mindful, you're not in a judging mood, you're becoming aware, and you just slowly walk forward. Do it every day. If you can do it a couple times a day, that'd be ideal, but at least try this for, say, 5 minutes, at least a few minutes a day, and try to do it a couple times or more if you have time. And just walk slowly, keeping your mind relaxed, keeping your body relaxed, being mindful without judging, and raising your awareness as you're doing this. And I believe that will help many of you, if not all. Okay, so anyway, thank you again for listening to these podcasts. This is episode 15 of Mood Gym with Don Brown. And feel free to correspond with me, write to me, leave comments, give a rating on iTunes or Apple Podcasts if you're listening there. And this podcast is available on just about any place you find your podcasts, including Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, just about everywhere. So thank you once again, and we'll catch you the next time with some more tips on alleviating your distress and your anxiety and becoming more aware and mindful and relaxed as time goes on.